We've received messages from their spaceships. For a while, it came in as just a lot of jumbled noise.
And now, sir?
Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer, a machine that breaks down any language to our own.
What's this all got to do with me?
I think it's about time you heard these recordings. Do you mind?
Mind? I'm anxious.
And welcome! It's yet another episode of your favorite radio show. Well, maybe not yours, but mine. It's another humble slice of 100% cheesified, certified, delightful tunes to amaze and bewilder.
Man, you got that all out in one breath.
How did I do that?
But you know what? In all that, you said all that and you still didn't get the name of the show out there.
Oh,
on three.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Cheese, please.
There we go. I'm Snarf Dude.
And I'm the Moondog.
And once again, we're here to spin delightful cheese for your listening pleasure.
Or displeasure. Whatever the case may be.
It all depends on how you look at things.
I think for some people, it's like watching a train wreck. You just can't look away when you hear some of this stuff. Or you just can't plug your ears. But
and
hey.
And we got a great show this week.
I think the Gen Xers, the people who came of age in the 90s, of course, they were called Gen Xers. I don't know what you call them now that they're all, you know, working class, but...
I don't know either.
I don't know. You and I are in that category.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right.
We'll just call us all goofballs.
How okay.
We're going to get a big kick out of the cutting room floor segment today.
Actually, we're going to get a kick out of the first two segments of
that's
the show.
Right.
Because we're devoting it to Schoolhouse Rock!
Yes, those little animated vignettes that used to run in Saturday morning cartoons to educate and entertain you.
And now, as of 2002, they are now released on DVD.
That's right, the big 30th anniversary DVD edition with every single Schoolhouse Rock vignette.
All 46 of them.
Wow.
On one DVD. Actually, it's a two-DVD set.
Intense, man. And it's pretty reasonably priced as well.
Around 30 Canadian.
Check it out in your local video store.
Shameless plug.
And of course, actually, we're going to kick it off. There was a CD in the 90s, which Snarfy will tell you about.
Ah, yes. What?
The one that with all the cover tunes.
Oh, yes.
Wake up.
Oh, I'm sorry, There was a CD starting off, Cheese Please, this week in the 90s of cover tunes of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
And
was that so hard?
No.
I didn't think
so. Okay, we're starting it off with Three is a Magic Number by Blind Melon right here on Cheese Please.
It's the magic number, yeah it is, it's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three, it's the magic number. In the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, in the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you three. Tripod or to make a table stand, and it takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. Yeah. And every triangle has three corners, every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You won't have to guess. That is three.
Once more. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18.
Ah, yeah.
Yo, 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 oh. Music that turns chicks off.
You sound like a nasty little boy.
Cheese, please.
You want to touch my monkey?
Johnson, Johnson, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases and clauses. Johnson, Johnson, how's that function? I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done. Johnson, Johnson, what's their function? I got Ann Benoit that gets you pretty far. And that's an additive, like this and that. But well, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you got a choice like this or that. And Benoit, that gets you better far.
Johnson, Johnson, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars, making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice. Hey, that's nice, dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe in a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true.
Johnson, Johnson, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you got something like this choice. Either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. I better do that, I'm too skinny as it is.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains, on down to the sea. You should always say thank you.
Oh, you said please. Johnson, Johnson, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses and complex sentences like early in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often encounter a duck and a drake. And I ask myself as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that that's an absurd thought.
Johnson, Johnson, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Johnson, Johnson, how's that function?
I like tying up two cars, making them run right.
Johnson, Johnson, what's your function?
I'm gonna get you there if you're there.
Welcome back to Cheese Please, with music that is both entertaining and, oh my God, educational.
Heaven forbid.
I know, that's not like us.
That's not like us at all, but it's such a part of North American pop culture for us, the Gen Xers, if you want to call it.
Definitely, but I've renamed us all the goofballs.
Oh, the goofballs, yeah.
Because we're all too old to be Gen Xers now. I mean, by now, everyone who grew up in Kurt Cobain and that has moved off and gotten jobs, I would hope.
I hope so, too.
And, of course, that was Conjunction Junction by Better Than Ezra, which is Conjunction Junction was probably the most popular of all the Schoolhouse Rock days.
And just a note, in the cutting room floor, we will hear the original versions of Conjunction Junction, as well as Three is a Magic Number, and a song that wasn't on the cover CD, A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing.
Wow, I can't wait.
That was my favorite, A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing.
Really? I haven't heard it in so long that I'll have to hear it to see if it triggers any memories for me.
Ah!
I was, you know what, I'll be honest. When those things came on when I was a kid, I always went for a pee break.
Oh,
I didn't want them.
Get the hell out of this pit here.
I'd rather be watching my super friends and Smurfs, thank you very much.
Smurfs? You watch the Smurfs?
Well, I don't think it was on that network, but yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I admit to it.
Well, that's fine. Let's continue now with the covers of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
This time around, we have Daniel Johnston doing Unpack Your Adjectives right here on Cheese, Please.
Got home from camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. We barely had a ride. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives. I unpacked frustrating first. Reached in and found the word worst. Then I picked soggy and next I picked foggy and then I was ready to tell them my tale. Cause I'd unpack my adjectives. Adjectives are words you use to really describe things. Handy words to carry around. Days are sunny or they're rainy. Boys are dumb or else they're brainy. Adjectives can show you which way. Adjectives are often used to help us compare things. To say how thin, how fat, how short, how tall. Girls who are tall can get taller. Boys who are small can get smaller. That one is the tallest and the other the smallest of all. We hiked along without care. Then we ran into a bear. He was a scary bear. He was a hairy bear. He beat a hasty retreat from his lair. And described him with adjectives.
That was one big ugly bear.
You can even make adjectives out of the other parts of speech. All you have to do is tack on an ending like ick or ish or airy. For example, this girl can grow up to be a beautiful woman, but still have a girlish face. Girl's a noun, but the ending ish makes it an adjective. Girlish, that describes the beautiful woman's face. Get it? Next time you go on a trip, remember this little tip. The minute you get back, they'll ask you this and that. You can describe people and places and things. Simply unpack your adjectives. You can do it with adjectives. Tell them about it with adjectives. You can shout it with adjectives.
Just unpack your adjectives. Daniel Johnston covering a classic Schoolhouse Rock lesson.
And I tell you, we're always coming up with new adjectives here at Cheese Please to describe the pit.
Yeah, I thought there were four-letter words, though.
Well, the ones we can't say are, but...
Okay.
Can ick, words like ick and gross, would those be adjectives to describe the pit, would you say, adequately?
Yes.
And, of course, you're always coming up with four-letter adjectives regarding my behavior in the pit.
Yes.
Between songs. The guy,
yes.
Man, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh.
Now, we're going to unpack...
If this wasn't a family show, I don't know.
You just have to turn on the old bleeper, man, if we were to use the adjectives that we typically use around here in the pit.
Okay.
It's not pretty. We're going to unpack some original Schoolhouse Rock tunes coming up.
And we'll give you more information on Schoolhouse Rock if you're not too familiar with it.
Or if you were like me and always took pee breaks, between cartoons.
Yeah. But right now, we'll be right back.